Today we're doing a proper deep dive into turning a simple jungle-style ARP into a crunchy sample texture in Ableton Live 12. And I want to be really clear about the goal here. We are not trying to make a shiny trance ARP. We're taking a small musical idea and degrading it, resampling it, reshaping it, and letting it become part of the atmosphere of a drum and bass track. Something that feels like it belongs in a dark roller, a jungle refix, or a halftime neuro intro. In DNB, atmospheres are not just background filler. They help glue sections together, build tension before the drop, create width, and suggest harmony without stepping on the kick, snare, and sub. So the thing we're building needs to feel musical, but also dusty, tense, and controlled. Let's start with the source. Create a new MIDI track and load up a stock instrument like Waveeatable, Analog, or Operator. Waveeatable is a nice middle ground here, because it gives us enough control without leaving the Ableton ecosystem. Set your project tempo around 172 BPM, and write a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip in a minor key. D minor, F minor, or G minor are all solid starting points. Keep it simple. You do not need a big chord progression. In fact, a smaller note set usually works better once we start abusing the sound later. Try a minor triad, a minor seventh, or even just a two-note interval with a dark color. Keep the notes in the mid-range, roughly C3 to C5. That range gives us enough body without crowding the sub-area. Now, from a production point of view, the rhythm matters just as much as the notes. You want the jungle-style motion, so think offbeat hits, small gaps, and maybe one held note as a hook point. The best atmospheres usually have a little unevenness. They feel sampled, not perfectly sequenced. For the synth settings, start with a saw or a slightly hollow Waveeatable. Keep unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, and don't go too wide yet. A little detune is enough, somewhere in the 5 to 15% range. Set the filter cutoff somewhere between 500 Hz and 2K Hz depending on how bright you want the ARP to feel. At this stage, the sound does not need to be amazing. In fact, if the patch is too polished, it might actually be less useful. A slightly plain source often degrades into a much more believable texture. Now let's add movement with Ableton's Arpeggiator. Put Arpeggiator before the instrument in the MIDI chain for a clean workflow. Try a rate of 1/16 to start, gate around 45 to 65%, and use a style like Up Down or Converge. Set the distance to 1 or 2 octaves. If you want a more broken, uneven feel, use 8 or 12 steps. You can also introduce a little chance if you want the pattern to feel less mechanical. If the ARP feels too continuous, shorten the note lengths or manually trim the clip notes. For atmospheric DNB, you usually want rhythmic clarity, not a constant wash of motion. And here's a really useful trick for jungle energy. Automate the Arpeggiator rate between 1/16 and 1/32 as you approach a section change. That tiny speed up can create lift without needing a giant riser. Now shape the source tone so it feels like raw material, not the final polished result. In Waveeatable, keep the attack short, around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay can live somewhere between 200 and 600 milliseconds. Sustain should stay moderate, maybe 20 to 60%, and release can sit around 80 to 250 milliseconds. You want enough envelope movement to make the ARP breathe, but not so much that it turns into a pad. You can add a touch of chorus ensemble if you want a little width before resampling, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to make the sound huge right now. We just want enough stereo information to give the later texture some spread. Then play EQ8 after the instrument. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz to keep the low end clean. If the ARP is too pokey, you can dip a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels weak, a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can bring back some body. This is the point where you make musical decisions, not just technical ones. In DNB, the atmosphere should support the groove, not fight the drums or bass line. Now we get to the key move. We sample the ARP into audio. Route that MIDI track to a new audio track and record at least 4 bars. If you have some filter motion or ARP rate changes happening, even better. Capture that movement. Freeze and flatten can work, but resampling gives you the cleanest path into character. Once it's recorded, consolidate the best loop region. Trim the start tightly so you don't get clicks, and warp only if you need to. Don't over-edit the timing unless it has drifted in a bad way. You want the audio to feel alive. This is where the real jungle mindset kicks in. Once the sound is audio, you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, distort it, and treat it like sampled material. That's where the texture starts to gain identity. Now drag that recorded audio into Simpler on a new MIDI track. For a looping atmosphere, use classic mode and turn loop on. You can use a short playback window or move the start point for variation. For a chop jungle style texture, switch to slice mode and slice by transients or 1/8 notes. Then trigger slices with a new MIDI pattern, but keep it sparse. We want atmosphere, not a full drum edit. Inside Simpler, you can darken the sound with the filter. A low pass around 4 to 10 kHz is a good starting point. Keep the amp envelope short on attack, with a moderate decay. Try transposing the sample down -12 or -7 semitones if you want a darker, heavier feel. And if the texture gets muddy, keep the voices low or even go mono. Now let's add the crunchy part. Put saturator after Simpler and push the drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on and pull the output down to compensate. If you want a harsher edge, try analog clip. If you want more sampled grime, add redux very lightly. Don't destroy the sound completely. Just enough bit reduction and downsampling to give it that old machine texture, like it's been dragged through a worn sampler. At this point, the loop should start feeling like an old jungle fragment reinterpreted inside a modern Ableton session. Musical, but damaged, rhythmic, but dusty. Now we make it breathe. Add auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, and utility. These are your movement and space tools. For auto filter, try low pass or band pass mode with a low to medium LFO amount. Sync the rate to 1/2, 1 bar, or 2 bars depending on how slow you want the motion to feel. Keep resonance moderate so it adds character without whistling at you. For echo, try a time of 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback around 15-35%, and keep the repeats filtered so they don't crowd the mix. The echo should feel like part of the atmosphere, not a big, obvious delay effect. Hybrid reverb can add depth fast, but use it with discipline. A shorter room or plate is usually better than a giant wash. Try a decay around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and hike up the reverb if it gets too bright. Utility is important for stereo control. Keep the core of the signal centered if your track has a big sub and heavy drums. Let the airy stuff spread, but protect the low end. If needed, use EQ to remove low frequencies from the sides. This matters a lot indeed NB because movement in the atmosphere fills the space between break hits and bass notes. But if it's too static, it flattens the energy. Modulation is what keeps it alive. Now let's think arrangement. In an intro, start with the texture filtered and slowly open it over 8 or 16 bars. In a pre-drop, automate echo feedback and filter cutoff to build tension. In a breakdown, open up the stereo image and bring in more reverb. And in a switch-up, use a chopped, degraded version under the drums for a few bars. A few good automation moves to try. Raise the filter cutoff from 300 Hz to 4 kHz over 8 bars. Increase saturator drive slightly before a drop and then pull it back, or push the reverb, wet amount from 10% to 35% in a breakdown. You can also reverse a small slice before the drop for a sucking transition. That little detail can make the whole section feel more intentional. Now let's lock it into the mix. Use EQ8 to high pass the atmosphere somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. Tame harshness around 3 to 6 kHz if it starts fighting hats or snare crack. If the mix gets cloudy, cut some low mids. If you need compression, keep it gentle. 1 to 2 dB of reduction is often enough. The goal is not to crush the texture. It should breathe. Sidechain it lightly from the kick with a drum boss if the arrangement is dense. Just enough ducking to keep it out of the way. Avoid obvious EDM style pumping unless that's the vibe you want. And definitely check mono compatibility with utility. Collapse it to mono and see if the texture still has body. If it disappears, it's leaning too hard on stereo tricks. A good test is simple. Mute the drums. Does the atmosphere still feel interesting? Does it still communicate a mood or emotion cue? If yes, you're in a strong zone. If it only works when it's loud and wide, it probably needs more musical identity. Here's a really important coach note. Don't treat the ARP as the final idea. In this style, the resampled audio is the real instrument. The transformation is the point. If you want to go further, try a two-pass resample. First, record a cleanish version with light filtering. Then run that through heavier distortion, warp edits, or simpler slicing. Blend the two together. That gives you a core phrase and a damaged shadow. Another strong variation is to split the sound into tonal and noisy components. Keep one copy band passed or high passed, so it holds the melodic motion, and low pass another copy, saturate it, and let it become body and blur. You can also add tiny pitch instability. Not huge pitch bends, just small detunes, maybe plus or minus 10 to 25 cents. That wobble gives the loop an old sampler feel and keeps it from sounding too looped. For more movement, make two MIDI clips if you're using slice mode. One can be stable, the other can reorder or skip slices. Swap them every 4 or 8 bars. That keeps the listener interested without needing a whole new sound. And if you want extra grime, try a subtle frequency shifter, grain delay, or even corpus for a resonant physical character. Used lightly, these can push the texture into eerie, unstable territory without wrecking the groove. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a small minor arp, resample it, abuse it tastefully, and shape it into something that feels like sample jungle atmosphere. Keep the low end out of the way, make sure the movement serves the arrangement, and let the audio become the instrument. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar loop using only this workflow. Write the arp, arpeggiate it at 1/16 with a 50% gate, resample it, drop it into simpler, add saturator and auto filter, automate the filter from dark to slightly brighter, high pass it, and check it in mono. Then mute your drums and bass for a moment, bring them back in, and ask yourself, does the texture support the groove? Does it feel gritty enough for DNB? And does it leave enough space for the kick, snare, and sub?